demolish the Skyway Bridge to make way for housing along the waterfront, and close the Skyway in glass for a year-round Sky Beach, or keep the Skyway, make improvements, and reroute traffic. Those are just some of the ideas submitted by planners and architects for the state's Aim for the Sky competition. The top 16 proposals were unveiled Wednesday at the Downtown Central Library, where they'll be on display until September 13th. They're also available online on the Empire State Development website.
Super impressed. I mean, they are robust. You can't help but be impressed.
Howard Zemsky is chairman of Empire State Development and the Aim for the Sky Competition Committee, which whittled more than 100 submissions down to just 16. He says the committee was impressed by the variety amongst the proposals.
Importantly, you've got a full range of suggestions. So you've got robust recommendations to reactivate the waterfront and consider really removing the Skyway and the 4 miles of limited access expressway. You've got ideas to reuse the Skyway. You've got ideas to keep parts of the Skyway.
Zemsky wouldn't say whether he prefers removing, repurposing, or improving the Skyway, but both he and Congressman Brian Higgins agree something needs to change. Built in 1955 when the city had a thriving industrial waterfront, the Skyway was meant to help trucks get from the factories and the port to the state highway system. But between the opening of the St. Lawrence Seaway and the closing of the area's major steel plants, the Skyway is now mostly for commuting and is mostly an impediment for recreational development along the waterfront. Higgins, a vocal proponent of removing the Skyway, says the bridge is obsolete, subject to frequent closures, and doesn't meet today's safety standards.
Clearly we can do better. And this is, I think, the first public presentation of the very creative ideas that have been generated. And as Howard said, hundreds of people had an interest in this. And they are in the process of finding the highest and best uses that will replace the Skyway.
Community members are asked to view the proposals and then submit questions, which may be used at a live pitch meeting for the applicants. The winning proposal will receive $100,000, while the second and third place winners will get $50,000 and $25,000, respectively. Zemsky doesn't have a time frame for when the winners will be chosen, but says the state is eager to move forward.
We know what has, what the last 60 years has been, but the real question is, what's the next 60 years?
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.